Welcome to Technical Tuesdays. This is Fred Razek, Senior Trading Strategist here at CM Trading. And today we're going to be discussing stop losses or taking profits. But before we do, make sure to like and subscribe so that you can get future content like this. So stop losses and take profits are part of a trading plan. Nobody can trade without them. They are necessary. They're not required. They're necessary. I can't emphasize this enough. Before you enter a trade, you should either have a stop loss or a take profit in place. Some people even automatically set it so that even if they can't trust themselves, and trust me, I've been there myself where I've had to do this, where if you can't trust yourself to put a stop loss or a take profit, put it automatically when you open up the trade. Now, there are three types of stop losses or take profits that you can employ, but they are, what did I say? They're necessary. They're a must. They're not if, they're not when, they're not, they must, okay? I can't emphasize this enough. Because the reason is that as we get into a trade, we lose objectivity. It's like as if we're put on a spotlight in front of 10,000 people and we don't know what to do with ourselves. And that's exactly what happens. It's a fight or flight kind of moment. And most people either check out emotionally or check out psychologically when they're in that situation. And if you do, and it's okay if you do, we're normal, we're humans, that's expected. The way to stick to it is by putting stop losses or take profits before the trade, okay? I've said it enough. So let's go into it, all right? So there are one of three, and I'm gonna digest each one of them. Now the first one, and this is very important, the first type of stop losses that you could put is a monetary value. It's just a discretionary number. You decide what it is. It has no relevance to anything besides the value that you prescribe to it. Now that value could either be a 2-to-1 ratio. For example, if you're looking to make 2 on your profits, okay? So you're looking to make 1 on your losses, at least, at most, okay? Meaning that if I'm looking to make $2 on a particular trade, I'm only gonna allow myself to lose $1. Okay, and it's always going to be a 2-to-1 ratio. That's a monetary value. That's a discretionary monetary value that you decide. Or I can only lose $5 a day. I have a $1,000 account. I don't want to lose more than $5 a day. I could live with that. That's a monetary value. I could emotionally live with that. Okay, that goes into another type of stop. But for a value number, this is what you're looking for is a stop loss. So that's the first one. A monetary value. Number two, it's a technical value. Now, sometimes when you're trading the financial markets and you're looking to buy something at support or sell something at resistance, if it breaks above that technicals, one of those two technical levels, I'm out. That's a technical value. Now, when you set those up, you're not setting it on a particular monetary value. So you're kind of like saying, okay, I'm willing to lose, let's say, 10 to 15 to $200 on this, okay? But it's a technical stop, okay? If I hit my support level after resistance, okay, after it's trading in a range, that's a technical value. That's taking profit on a technical value. That's fine, okay? If I buy it at support and I look to resistance and I sell it at resistance, that's a technical stop loss. That's a technical take profit, excuse me. So that's important also. A technical one is also very important. I use technicals personally. I like technicals because I am trading technicals. So I want to stick to what I'm trading with. Sometimes I do also use monetary value because if I feel uncomfortable with losing too much money on a particular day or gaining too much money or I hit a particular number, I wanted to get 3 digits. I wanted to get $300 in that limitation. So it hits $300, I'm out. Okay, that's a monetary value again, okay? And that's a technical value. Technical value is more based on technicalities of the markets, the indicators. It hit a support level, hit a resistance, it did a breakout, okay? Any one of those can be used and employed as a take profit or stop profit. Now, the last one, which is really also important and overlooked also, is a psychological value. Now, psychologically, we are 90% of our trading success is psychological, believe it or not. Everything we do is psychological. If we know how to reframe ourselves, no matter what situation we're in, we have the key to the kingdom, okay? No matter what situation you're in, you're wealthy because you know how to react if you have tapped in to your part of the psychology that is able to do that level-headedness, okay, when everything's array and everything's out of control, when you're able to tap into the psychological value, that's very important. Meaning to say, I'm comfortable emotionally by losing $10 on a trade. I'm comfortable. I could walk home. I won't scream at my kids. I won't yell at anybody. I won't have pent-up suppressive anger. I'm not going to do road rage, right? That's a psychological value. You have to know yourself and know the size of your account in order to partake in the psychological value. That's very important, okay? So all three of them can be employed, but they're employed in different ways, or you could combine them. That's another value. When you take the psychological or the monetary value together, or you take the technical value and put in the monetary value and mix them together, and thereby you decide how much you're willing to take on the day or how much you're willing to lose on the day so that you could go into the next day feeling good about yourself. And that's really how you string a bunch of winners as a trader. It's mostly psychological, and this is why I'm putting this as a key one as a stop loss and a take profit. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you here next time on Technical Tuesdays. God bless everybody.